there is an administrative functional problem when you say you're going ahead.
But it's a termination.
The agency's all going to...
You may want to make a review of it.
Well, you see, we're going to give a 90-day notice, okay?
Well, he said that Jack had just talked to us, and he's got to put him in charge of the whole operation.
A 90-day notice, it doesn't have to be done by any of them today.
Maybe if Burke, working, I told him, he has an answer by 4:00.
Why don't you talk to Burke?
I want to talk to Burke.
Why don't I get Burke and Jack together?
I'd like to do it if I could today.
If he could get the thing drawn up.
It's going to leak, otherwise, enough people are...
Definitely, it's leaking now.
Well, then I think we ought to do it today.
Our assumption on reconnaissance, Mr. President, is that we would not fly low level day by day until further order. There will still be some reduced need for low level reconnaissance, but we don't need, it's not urgent, that we would continue flying high level. That we would try not to distinguish between these two in any public statements that we make. We simply continue our surveillance. That we would call attention to the ground combat forces in order to spike Maggie Higgins' guns in your statement, but that we would also express our assumption that in the light of the fact that they were there to presumably for defensive relation to the offensive missiles, they will in due course be withdrawn.
We want to make some reference. We have some reason to believe or some reason to hope that these...
Well, exactly what that phrase should be is the puzzle, and we better wait till we have the language in front of us. Then on the diplomatic side, Ed Martin has a date with the Latin American ambassadors, which was at 5. He's now set for 5:30 on the theory that he can keep them in his room until it's time to listen to the press conference. That we would report to them the situation, that we would not call a meeting of the organ of consultation in these circumstances. Our principal problem with them, or with at least a dozen of them, is going to be why are we lifting the quarantine with Castro still in power? And I think Ed is, and with no verification, I think the answer is that we do have our own means of surveillance and that we continue to insist on that. There'll probably be some argument about the assurances. The question there will turn on the language you choose to use in your own statement at your press conference. And that's really about where we were when you came in, I think.
Yeah, two problems with the assurances. If we don't give an assurance on the one hand of not the formal one, but if we don't give an assurance, then he doesn't have any, his withdrawal of his forces, which he talks about, which I presume he carry out. There's no need to mention if he wasn't to carry it out then, because he won't, Don Ives will not withdraw any forces, but instead, in a sense, reinforce his conventional group.
I doubt if he wants to put more.
I'd like to give an informal assurance, or you just have to see what the wording is. Then we don't have to follow it up anymore at the UN for a long time.
Yeah.
We can have an excuse for not following it up.
Ted is redrafting, but I did redraft his statement earlier and tried to put in informal assurances. They're at the back page of this document. They may not be good
enough. Another one.
There is the hazard in giving these assurances that you hedge them so that they sound like threats.
You and I looked at that too. Did
he say within the next 30 days?
Yes, he did.
I'm going to say 30 days sounds better than that.
Or express the union. I inform you we intend to remove them within a month term and maybe even until the end
of the possibly. Wait, let's say 30 days or something more for sure. I'm glad to accept these assurances. The assurances that we accept are the planes and the missiles for offensive weapons.
No, not that I worry about it.
ground forces. And
yeah, that's pretty. Yeah.
I think we may not want to limit it to ground force myself. I think it's not that they make it to the same side.
Yeah, use the words he does.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Just
sure.
Use his language.
Use his language.
Some kind of a real piece of inspection machinery.
could be somewhat more formal about the insurance.
What is wrong again? Let's just to get it more. What is wrong with the way on Sorensen's draft page 2, the way it is? I'm going to get out to change it.
The only thing I would think is that I see the only point that
The other way to do it would be say, well, now we lift the quarantine, we can't do the invasion pledge until you agree to the kind of inspection and so on.
Well, now that's been, that, in my judgment, has been a very big element, but they would like to have had all along, and it's still a very important bargaining point for us. The fact that we haven't given this pledge and they're waiting for it, and what we are saying is that, we can work that out under certain conditions at the time they allow some kind of inspection. Now, maybe this language covers it, but I think that it's different if we want to try to get rid of the problem so it doesn't arise.
We're going to get the kind of...
Or if it's a political matter here in the United States in the Western Hemisphere, or number three, whether it's in order to satisfy Khrushchev. And I think that the language would be phrased differently if you were... it doesn't matter as far as Khrushchev is concerned, I think. And I don't think it does. I don't think we need to give it But I think it is something that, you know, for bargaining purposes, I think that's important, that we keep in mind that it is important, a weapon that we still have in our hands. And secondly, that we have a political problem in the United States and in the Western Hemisphere about Castro being there. So I think that the language should be phrased in such a way that it resolves, keeps our bargaining position. It does not raise political problems for us in the Western Hemisphere and in the United States. And third, that we get through a bit difficult political area. And I don't have the answer.
I don't know whether the withdrawal of his conventional forces, which you talked about there, Sam, I don't know whether that includes the Sam site.
Well, we're going to frame it so that we use his own language, which is unclear on that. Military personnel who while not directly involved in servicing the rocket weapons, still have something to do with guarding these installations. Samson surely did have that function, and it'd be delightful to get them out of there.
I think you say rocket weapons or IOPD.
Well, offensive weapons.
I think we're going to get into we're going to be up there tomorrow, or we're going to be up there in 2 or 3 days bargaining with them. And I think it's important that we get something that we're going to say we're going to give you.
But do we really want to bargain up there in the U.N.?
Well, I think
we've got everything we want.
No, the thing is, you still want to get the men out of there, as I understand. You like to get the SAM sites out, and you like to have inspection. You're going to be sending some of these planes over. This is still a difficult problem. I think the reason he got the answer in today was because of the low-level flights and the fact that the president hadn't sent them over in the last few days, and he didn't want them to send it over because he knew it was going to be an explosion. He knows that we're going to have to continue to send these flights over. They don't want to get this damn thing resolved as much as we want them. In fact, much more, in my judgment, we always felt that.
We still
have something to bargain with, but once you concede this rather major point, doesn't really mean a hell of a lot, but for him and for the Western Hemisphere...
What do you want him to do then to get this commitment on?
Well, I mean, ultimately, you'd want to have some kind of inspection, which is more of the kind that we want rather than just the kind that he wants. There are certain things that we would like.
Get all the Soviet personnel out.
Soviet personnel, I think we could... I don't mean UN, I just meant before.
You're bargaining with the Cubans. That's
well, I don't know whoever you're bargaining with up there.
You
might consider holding back the assurance counter to David's president and put something in about your directing the relaxation of our military readiness.
Well, if you could get there, we cannot, of course, abandon the political this paragraph, nor can we give up our hope and purpose until someday the truth. But these policies are very different than the launch of military base cut in the absence.
To keep in this phrase, nor will there be any such invasion while progress continues to be made. That's really a step back from where we were.
Yes, then I take out because actually we don't need it. It's a negative pregnant.
Which one? Nor will there be any such invasion while progress continues to be made.
That sounds like what they took out. Yeah.
As soon as you get these things out, so we're paid, is what it sounds like.
Well, I was trying to work out some sort of interim assurance, but if it doesn't work...
I don't think we need it, but I think that... Wouldn't it help today, Mr. President, say I'm directing the Secretary of Defense can recommend to me some measures to relax our military preparations?
Mr. President,
I'm sure you're going to get a question on the air squadrons, and I think you could very well answer it.
national security of this country without depending necessarily on the word of Khrushchev. I think this is...
Well, that's what he's saying. That we're saying our own resources in order to...
Yes, but I think that's say our own resources are fucked up. But you have to say that we're not continuing surveillance.
I have a feeling that you can't be in the position of continuing to say that you're going to continue to invade their airspace, because they can't accept that. The Soviet Union can't accept that. They can accept the fact that you're doing it, but they can't accept the fact that you're announcing it.
And I think there's a major decision, a major difference here. I think this is a problem with the U-2 with the Russians.
We don't have to settle this one day. Let's say today the language of Ambassador Thompson, and
say it again,
get some questions, and we can always say
but
what
to rely on its own resources to protect the environment.
Rely on our own resources to determine that the vital interests are being protected.
Yeah.
That sort of
suggested.
You want to say our own resources for checking on military?
Or something like that. I think it
would be. Why not say rely on its own forces for
resources.
Or protecting its vital interests.
No, that sounds no military interests. That's rely on its own resources to determine. For assuring that a threat to your security does not not develop or does not exist.
Would you say with appropriate response in case of attack?
I don't think you say that.
We said that a lot in the last 2 days. I don't think the president did. Number of low-level overflights might
Mr. President, when, if you leave this in, maybe the way that Max phrased it, and also that these policies are very different from any attempt to launch a military invasion of the island. No such invasion will occur in the absence of a drastic alteration.
Well, that would be if we left that part in.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I
don't see that creates a
stop after situation.
Well, how about this? Now, we'd like nothing better than receiving past inspection verification to be placed in the hands of the United Nations or some appropriate international agency. Under that is done, serious problems remain, period. As for our part, as I said back in September, we shall neither initiate nor permit aggression in this hemisphere, unquote. Offensive weapons removed from Cuba and kept out of the hemisphere in the future, adequate safeguard, verification safeguards to make confidence in this removal, necessary surveillance is accepted.
We want to leave out surveillance?
If necessary.
Or do you want to...
what do you use?
Assurance. Necessary means of assurance are not interfered with?
Are not interfered with. And if Cuba is not used for the export of aggression, there can be peace in the Caribbean. Then we've got to know what needs fearing. Invasion.
Leave that out. Yeah.
Because that sort of puts the invasion commitment on the, all these things, which of course he can't do or won't do. Then we go on and say, we cannot, of course, abandon the political, economic, and other efforts of this hemisphere to halt conversion from Cuba. Nor can we give up our purpose and hope the Cuban people shall someday be truly free. But these policies are very different from any intent to launch a military invasion of the island. Period.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Summary.
Mm-hmm. Leave out the no such invasion. The next sentence?
Well, that's...
I think that's not bad. I think that Ed Martin raised this problem in the countries of South America, and then maybe Ed Morrow would... I don't think that next two lines cause you any difficulty here.
No, I thought all right.
What two lines?
Well, I mean, the rest. There's no such invasion will occur in the absence of it. Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. Drastic alteration in the situation, such as was presented so clearly by the secret introduction of major offensive weapons. I mean, I think that gives him something and also gives us something.
If all offensive weapons are removed and kept out of the atmosphere, if adequate verification is safeguarded, you're repeating, and I just
not give this limitation on the kind of alteration of the situation.
I was trying to extend it. I'm concerned with the fact that the earlier ifs don't cover civil war, which is quite likely the most possible case.
The invitation for us to come in is not an invasion, in my
opinion. Well, in addition, we're saying there can be peace in the Caribbean. That's what we're saying there.
Yeah.
I would think you should put a period after the situation and you meet a lot of the problems here.
What is that?
No such invasion will occur in the absence of a drastic alteration in the situation. Period.
So the question whether we put a period after the word island?
I'd put it after island. Just as we've deleted down below, no need fear an invasion, no such invasion would occur. All these negatives on invasion I'd leave out and leave the implications without being so specific.
I think this isn't a bad way out.
Right.
In the previous paragraph, you have, if adequate verification of safeguards permits confidence in this removal, better either have and or reintroduction or else take out that clause.
This is on page 3. If all offensive weapons are removed from Cuba and kept out of the hemisphere in the future, adequate verification and safeguards permit confidence in this fact, or in these facts. See, the removal is only part of the two preceding.
Or the removal is kept out of the hemisphere, and adequate verification and safeguards permit confidence in these facts.
We're going to put in someplace in here about the technicians on duty. I think we probably
got to go and work on that.
I sent all your attention to the fact that Napoleon Stevenson has requested that the following be inserted. I think in the light of the discussion here today, we probably wouldn't want to do it, but I think you should know that. The language, I have also instructed Governor Stevenson and Mr. McCoy to continue negotiations with Mr. Kuznetsov on the remaining aspects of the undertaking between Chairman Khrushchev and myself. I would think in the light of the way we resolved this, we're possibly hoping that this could be the end of the business, but we wouldn't want to put that in.
Well, he clearly expects it to be. There would be a continuing discussion, though,
I think.
What is that? What is that?
Why don't we just have meetings out of council?
What's the next step?
Otherwise, we get everybody then saying, well, now what? Why don't we just have to do it?
I think that's
see, because the Russians are now going to come back to us and ask us to formalize this assurance, and then the Germans are going to have to say why he can't. So we ought to be getting after this sort of a paper up from instructions to Stevenson and McCoy from this point on, which we can send them tomorrow, what they say about a formal.
Picture of what's going on in St. Louis.
observations a day.